Is there hope? Is there hope? Absolutely. Even hope chronically. So we have an ongoing registry of some 550 prospectively followed folk. And we get repetitive data from physicians, and we ask the question of how those patients are doing over the course of time. Many of you are in that registry. And the nice part about that issue is that we recently did a study looking to see how many people actually went to end-stage kidney disease and what happened after they did. I will tell you the first bit of hope is that the number of people going to end-stage kidney disease in that population has diminished hugely over the course of time. It has plummeted. So much so that the study is a little bit miscued simply because the rate of people entering end-stage kidney disease has fallen so dramatically because of better early therapy. So the number of people that needed a transplant have really, really plummeted. What about long-term remission? Is there hope there? It used to be said that long-term remissions were only 50%. Right now, long-term remission or remission on therapy in our hands is between 85 and 90%. That's very different than it was 20 years ago. Long-term remission, 85, 90%. How about numbers of people going back to their employ, going back to work, rising each and every year? What about the number of people who then on surveys tell you that they feel close to normal, rising each and every year? So, has this 20-some years of therapy very, very different than it was, thank goodness, even 10 years ago?